called the doctrinal portion of the book of Ephesians.
Yes.
In other words, a doxology was nothing more than a praise to his God.
Yeah.
Amen. That's all he's doing. He's just praising God.
Yeah.
Amen. Just like y'all were just praising God here a minute ago through song.
Yeah.
Amen. You see, we have a lot to praise God for today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't going to go there, but I might as well go there.
Yeah,
Sister Smith, somebody said, what are you praising him for?
Yeah.
He woke me up this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. What are you praising him for?
Yeah.
He woke me up this morning. What are you praising him for? He woke me up this morning.
Yeah.
Praise God. And I don't care if you ask me now or you ask me tonight.
Yeah.
Ask me, why am I praising him? I'm going to say, because he woke me up this morning, started me on my way, and praise God. And I tell you what, there is nothing else that I can do but praise him.
Yeah.
Amen. So when we look at our topic, God's power at work in us, I have two things that I want to share, and we're going to go home. Is that all right? I didn't hear too many people say all right, so that means they must want me to go ahead and share about 20 things. Amen.
Two more hours.
Brother Hamilton, I'm looking to try to see. Nobody said nothing, so I guess they want me to stand here for the next 2-3 hours. Amen. You see, first thing that we see in this text is that we see the power of God has no limits. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, the God we serve, his power has no limits. Praise God. Look at verse 20 again. He says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. You know what this tells me? This tells me that the God that I serve, that he has all power, and that his power has no limits. Amen. Praise God. And we see the demonstration of his power throughout the Bible. Can I just share three with you, then we're going to move on to the second point. Praise God. You see, we see his power in the flood. And when we see his power in the flood, it really demonstrates his power that he has over nature and natural things. Amen. Because if you go back and read Genesis chapters 6-9, and that's some good homework for you. Praise God. The flood did not just happen, but was planned by God. And it was announced to Noah by God. Praise God, at least 120 years. Praise God, before it happened. Oh yeah, and if you look at Genesis chapter 7 verse 4 and Genesis chapter 7 verse 11, praise God, God controlled the rain. He controlled the fountains of this earth. In fact, in Genesis chapter 7 verse 4, he specifically says, I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And not only did he cause the rain to fall, but God made sure. I got to point this out. He made sure that the rain the water would remain upon the face of the earth for 150 days. Not 149. And not 138. Bible says 150 days. Praise God. You know why? Because he had to destroy, praise God, sin. You see, sin had raised its ugly head Praise God. And he had to show through his power his hatred of sin. Now you heard me say his hatred of sin, not the hatred of mankind. Because that was a whole bunch of folk that died. You see, he had to wipe out sin to preserve mankind from the destruction of sin. Praise God. So we see his power, amen, over the flood. And not only do we see his power over the flood, but praise God, he did something else. He made a covenant with us, which shows his power. He said, now, I'm going to destroy this thing again. But to show you that it won't happen by water, I'm gonna put a sign out there. I'm gonna put a sign out there, which is called the rainbow, to let you know that it will not be by water, but it's gonna be by fire the next time. Amen. I never forget. Somebody told me, said, you know when you're kids, you hear all kinds of crazy things. Somebody told me, say, if you could find the end of a rainbow. Any of y'all heard that? Am I the only one that heard that? If you find the end of a rainbow, praise God, you're going to find a pot of gold. Never forget one time I was out there, and my grandmother must have thought I was going crazy. I said, I see the rainbow. I'm going out there seeking, I find the end of it. And it looked like the closer I got, the further the rainbow got. Never could find the end of that rainbow so that I could find my pot of gold. I guess that was a message in that for me. Praise God. If you want to get rich, if you want to acquire some money, praise God, you have to go out there and do some work. Oh, Lord, I'm preaching to somebody today. Amen. You're going to have to go out there. And you're going to have to go out there and work, because there is no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And just in case there's somebody else out there who has heard that, praise God, let me just remind you, let me save you some time. Praise God, don't you go out there trying to find the end of that rainbow. So we see his power, but not only do we see his power in the flood, we see God's power as Jonah was within the belly of a great fish, which tells us and demonstrates his power over human beings as well as the sea world. You see, Jonah thought like a whole lot of people think today. Jonah thought that he could run, praise God, that he could run from God. But can I remind you today? Amen. You can't run from God. Oh, Lord, I know I'm talking to somebody now. You can't run from God. You can't run from God in a bottle of liquor. You can't run from God in some drugs. You can't run from God in all type of illicit sex. Praise God. You cannot run from God. Praise God. And just in case you think you can, amen, the psalmist reminded us, I'll put this on the marquee up there, Psalm 39, verse 7 through 10. Look what the psalmist says. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? He said, if I ascend up into heaven, praise God, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, just in case some of y'all that figure you're going to have a good time, praise God, and just go on to hell. He said, if you make your bed in hell, praise God, behold, thou art there. He said, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand, praise God, should hold me. What am I trying to say? You see, it was God's power over not only Jonah. It was God's power that was not only over the big fish. Praise God. It's not only God's power that was over the sea that held, praise God, the big fish. But can I tell you something else about his power? It was God's power that caused Jonah, praise God, in the belly of a fish. Oh, Lord. To learn how to do some praying. You know what that tells me? Can I ask you to give me an idea of what you thought was in that fish belly other than Jonah? That was all kinds of stuff. Probably some other decomposed fish that he had swallowed. Probably some other stuff. What am I trying to tell you today? What am I trying to tell myself today? Regardless of the circumstances that you find yourself in, praise God, there is a time that you will be able to pray and ask God to deliver you. And you want to know something? Regardless of the circumstances that you are in, when you pray and ask him, he will listen, because the Bible tells me that he heard him. Amen. And caused the big fish who's supposed to live in the sea to go up on dry land and spit Jonah out. I'm talking about the power of God. But not only do we see his power, praise God, in the flood, not only did we see his power in Jonah's life, but we saw and see and read about his power over the sun and the moon, which demonstrates his power over the entire solar system. Amen. Somebody say, what are you talking about? Do y'all remember that great warrior? I preached about him on the first Sunday in this year, by the name of Jonah. Praise God. Y'all do remember Jonah. Praise God. You remember in the 10th chapter of Jonah. Praise God. Jonah. God gave Jonah victories over Jericho and Ai. And as a result of him giving them victory over, get a Joshua victory over Ai and, praise God, Jericho. It caused Gibeon, praise God, to come over to his side and be under Israel's umbrella. But you want to know something? Just like anything else, when the time you make up your mind to give your life to Christ, time that you make up your mind that you're going to live right for Christ, the Bible tells us in that same 10th chapter of Joshua that there were five kings of the Amorites who raised their ugly heads and they allied with each other. In other words, they united because they wanted to war against Gibeon. But what Gibeon had this time that he didn't have the last time, he had Israel on his side. So he called for Joshua, praise God, because he heard that they were going to attack him. Joshua was in a little place called Gilgal. And Joshua, along with his army, started riding towards Gibeon. Praise God, to help him in the battle. Can I pause there for a minute? I don't care what it is you're going through on your job. I don't care what it is you're going through in your family. There may be some foes that come up against you. There may be some folks on your job that's trying to eat up on you. It may be five, it may be 10. But praise God, as long as you got Jesus on your side, everything gonna be all right. Because that same 10th chapter of Joshua tells me that the Lord spoke to Joshua and said, you ain't gonna have to do no fighting. Praise God, there's not gonna be one that's going to stand against you, and they're not going to do you any harm.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT.